2 and Cape Talk, the Literature Corner.
Respite is one of my favorite words. The Literature Corner seems like a good time for a cunning linguist to come out of the closet. Don't you just love that word? Respite.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yep.
Don't lie. You've always said respite. Now you know it's respite.
Getting schooled.
Yeah, this English thing. Eh? It's not my mother's tongue. Sometimes you grow. You think respite. And then someone comes along with a wireless. You know, hey, what word was that? Respite. Oh, wow. I've always said it in my head as respite. Meanwhile, Black of the Ranch, respite. One of the 100 most mispronounced words in the English language. There you have it. You can show off at dinner tonight. It is time for the monthly literature quiz. And last month, it was great, great fun that we had in here. It feels like just the other day. Jennifer is back again. Of course, she is our reigning champ now, so no pressure on you. And I hope that you've had millions and millions of downloads. Not quite, at least a few hundred of the Joburg review.
It's been pretty good.
How's it going?
It's going really well. The reaction to the first issue was very positive. And our second issue of the Johannesburg Review of Books is coming out on Monday, if all goes well. So,
So how often is it going to come out?
It's a monthly.
It's a monthly.
And it'll be the first Monday of the month.
All right, okay. So we'll look out for it on Monday.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And what can we look forward to?
There's a lot of good stuff in this issue. I don't want to give too much away. Bongani Mdondo is back.
Oh, our fave. Everybody's fave.
Yeah. And he's got two pieces, but his big one is it's on the new book about the Baseline Club in Melville.
Oh, fantastic.
And, you know, the story of that. So that should be pretty cool. And Wamui Mbao is back with another cool review. We've got a great piece of nonfiction by DJ Manaling, a para-athlete, South African para-athlete who...
Okay, what is that awkwardness there in the background? Hey? Hi, man. Who is being rude here? Or was it just me hearing voices in my head? All right, okay.
So, give us a follow at Joburg Review on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And
great stuff. How are you feeling? Ready to defend your title?
I'm feeling all right.
Okay, have you guys met, by the way? You know each other?
No, we met just now. Outside.
Okay, yeah. Jennifer met Utliwe. Utrile.
Yeah.
Tsipane,
yeah.
It was a short story writer, it says here. It also gives you another title. I don't know if this is what you told my producer. Avid reader, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
That is the perfect title for someone who's going to win the literature quiz. We hope. Otherwise, you're going to have to take Tippex and take the avid bit out there and replace it with occasional.
Really nice to meet you.
Yeah, embarrass myself too much.
And your family and your friends and your good family name. Okay, the way it works is very simple. If you get an answer right, you get 2 points. In the event that you get it wrong, the other person will get a chance to answer it instead and grab 1 point off you, which doesn't count as their turn, just as an opportunity to go ahead.
Sure.
Don't worry about the maths. Maths is not the strong point of people who write. There are other people here who are auditors who will be listening and telling up the maths, and then halfway through will give you a sense of how many different of what the points are before we take a break here. And apparently my controller also doesn't like maths very much. How many spots do we have? 3. Okay, we've got a visitor on the show today. Jennifer, the first question goes to you. You're asking whether they're easy. They're fairly easy. I think we're always being nice. Are you ready?
Yes.
The author of the series, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency, Alexander McCall Smith, was born where?
I actually don't know, but I'm going to guess. Do you want a country?
Preferably, yeah. And remember, Africa is not a country.
Africa, no. wasn't he born in... Crap, where was he born? Botswana.
No! Jeez, that's lethal. Do you know? Where was Alexander McCall Smith born? I'll give you a clue. In Africa.
54 countries, was it?
Well, 53 left, we know. Botswana is not the right answer.
Yeah. I'll take my chances. Zimbabwe?
Yes! Give that man 1 point. Who was the first African-American to win a Nobel Prize for Literature? What do you mean the first? How many African-Americans won? I don't know. Anyway, that's what the question says. I should also tell you that grammatical pauses on the wireless are not cool, eh?
Okay. Yeah. Any clues?
Aye, man.
No, I'm not sure. No, don't know that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know that either. But
Hazard a guess.
Hazard a guess. The Nobel Prize. African-American. Do you think you have it now?
It's a dry winter in the studio.
Yeah. I'm going to pass in case I make...
Toni Morrison? Have I heard of Toni Morrison?
Oh, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. That means back to you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
In Cry the Beloved Country, to what city does Stephen Kumalo travel to find his sister?
Why must you ask me such questions, you see? I'm going to say Bloemfontein. I don't know. I've got no idea.
Don't tell me you're one of about 3 million people who've only read that opening depiction of the Rolling Hills. Utlile. I'm going to get your name right.
Yeah. You're not the only one, by the way.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, when Mahal couldn't get it, I thought, okay, if someone who's blacker than me is struggling with his name, maybe I'll get a free pass here. Cry the Beloved Country, Stephen Kumalo travels to find his sister. I'm going to have to give baby clues here. Give you a clue. Mm-hmm. Gold.
Johannesburg.
There we go. Right?
That took a long time ago.
Okay. I'm going to go to question number 8 on your sheet. No? Let's jazz it up a little bit. So this is your question. What is the name of the 2008 dystopian novel by the American writer Suzanne Collins, which got turned to a successful movie starring actress Jennifer Lawrence? And I must tell you, these questions are also new to me. Somewhat like you at home, I'm playing along for the first time. I think I would have got some of the first few ones, but some of these are actually really, really, really hard. Let's play the trailer. Maybe that will induce the right answer so someone can get some points.
Welcome, welcome. The time has come to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual.
It's your first year, Prim. Your name's only been in there once. They're not gonna pick you.
Primrose Everdeen.
Sounds so cool.
Peter Millar as Katniss Everdeen.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
I have to take a photo of their pained expressions of my contestants. Like, oh, these questions. We are seeing flames here. Utlile, do you know the answer?
No.
You don't know the answer?
Yeah, I really tried.
I'll give you a clue as well, which is kind of like describes my current state. I didn't eat enough this morning because I was distracted by the Gupta news.
So?
Ndilambile.
Should I answer the question?
Yeah, that's the clue.
It's her turn, right?
Well, unless you're going to venture, guess she's going to steal a point of view. Oh. It's your question, then.
Hunger.
What about hunger?
The answer to the question?
Is?
Hunger.
Hi. Close, but I won't give it to you.
.. Games.
Yes!
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Okay, so Jen has stolen a point of you. Thank you, Jennifer.
At last.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, now you're in the game. Now I'm sure it's going to be easy from here. Question 9 there to my assistant. What is the title of the nonfiction novel by Margot Lee Shetley, based on the following movie with the same name? I have to confess, I haven't seen it yet. Everyone's like, you must see the movie. I hate it when people say that. And everyone has seen it. Shall we play 30 seconds? Not the game. 30 seconds of the trailer.
Y'all gonna end up unemployed riding around in this pile of junk.
You're welcome to walk the 16 miles. Or sit in the back of the bus.
You have identification on
it? NASA, sir.
NASA? I had no idea they hired.
There are quite a few women working in the space program.
Least I can do is give y'all an escort.
Three Negro women are chasing a white police officer down the highway in 1961. That is a God-ordained miracle.
In 14 days, astronauts will be here for training.
I'm kidding myself because a friend of mine told me to watch this and posted the trailer on my wall on Facebook, and I can't remember the title of the damn movie. Do you want the title of the movie or the title of the book?
Apparently the same thing.
I can't remember either of them.
Same here.
I'm
not so much bigger.
What's going on with my contestants today?
Those are difficult questions, eh?
No.
This one is...
And you know how many of your fans... you both of you have got like people who are desperate for you to win here. Ed Lukele, Sipo. It's like, woohoo, shout out.
General.
The general. There's a shout out there. Wordy, go for it. He calls you a wordy, but you don't know...
No, we've got a book club going on, an online book club.
Okay. Yeah. Can I interest you in a title for the next book club read?
Okay.
Says Eusebius, is not having read this. Hidden Figures!
That's the one.
Oh! Okay. Back to you. I'm scrambling to find an easy one here. Who wrote the 1965 classic, The River Between?
No Man.
Come on, guys.
You know, no?
No! The River Between? Give us a ballpark country.
1965, wow.
An author that was born in Africa. Okay, that's not going to help much. Yeah. But, you know. A famous one, very,
implying,
very
implying that they lived.
Yeah. Whose first name has got two funny little thingies on top of them. I don't know what you call those things. Okay. They look like this. Little figures.
All right. Let me go for it.
Yeah.
Chinua Achebe.
Where do you see those things in
that, that that's name? His, that's his final answer.
That's your final answer. I'm going to give it to you. You can steal a point.
Ngugi Wati.
Yes. I told you those little funny things. What do you call those things, Jennifer? You look like you were the English teacher's pet at school.
No, it's not a cedilla. It's not an accent.
Someone please tweet me. What do you call those little...
Yeah, what do you call those wavy lines?
I don't even know how to describe it. Those wavy lines on top.
Till. Is it not a till?
Is it called a till? I haven't a clue. Someone out there will tell us, no doubt. And my last question to you, then we'll take a break because it's your turn, Jennifer.
Go for it.
And we find a nice, easy one.
Find a nice, easy one, yes.
Okay. Who is the author of The True Confessions of an Albino Terrorist? I want to give her a clue just because I have a fun clue.
Please do.
It's a... Okay, so it's not quite a cryptic clue. It's more like a... onomatopoeic clue, if that makes sense.
I think it does.
Okay. Scott. I know it's very oblique. It will make sense when, like, I give you the answer.
It's like a Carl Pilkington clue. Scott. How is that a clue?
The name also features as the first part of the surname.
Oh, so yeah. What? I'm going to pass.
Okay. Maybe you can claw back with a point if you get this one. Utrile.
Yeah. Ask the question again.
Who is the author of The True Confessions of an Albino Terrorist? Or if you're American, albino?
Yeah, that's how Americans would say it.
Brayton Breitenbach, people. Scott, Breitenbach. I thought that was the easiest clue ever.
Randomest clue ever.
Okay, let's tally up the points and let's ask my team, how are they doing so far? What, 3/4 point and who's got 1.2? We are about 60% into today's literature quiz and my two contestants each have 2 points. You may not have many points, guys, but you can't be accused of not being in a very competitive match.
702 and Cape Talk, the Literature Corner.
It is the monthly literature quiz, and it is 2 points each to the contestants. And it is extremely competitive here, hey? Jeez, who knows who's going to win?
Nobody.
I'm sweating. Well, I don't know. No one's winning. I'm not even sure if literature is the winner today. No, but these questions are very hard. I had nothing to do with them. I'm seeing them with you for the first time. Utrile, it's time for your question next. Are you ready?
Ready.
He says, which children's book author and illustrator is reciting a piece from one of his books in the following clip? We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. I fell in love with this guy's work.
Iyaziqhenya amazinywana izihewana yeye osuka. That's how it's done.
Yeah. All we know is that's obviously not Gnomschlop.
Damn it. Yeah. That would have been good. Yeah.
No, Gnomschlop's voice is
just. Dude, this guy's been writing since 1994. It's amazing how many genres and authors are out there, hey? We need to make the circle bigger. Mm. And beautiful local children's
you
books
said
as well.
Had him on your show, look.
A couple of weeks ago, that was actually him in the studio, yeah. Thanks to the producers for bringing back that clip.
Children's book, and he's an illustrator.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
No idea.
He's actually got a degree in fine art, a master's degree.
Who publishes him?
I think he publishes himself, sadly. You know the tragedy of our market. Do you know?
Nope.
Temba Mabaso. Temba Mabaso. Brilliant. I must retweet the link to when he was on the show, actually, sure. For moms and dads and anyone who's got little kids that aren't entrusted into their care. Brilliant. And he writes in local languages, which makes it all the more beautiful. Which author, Jennifer, helped Nelson Mandela edit his famous speech, I am prepared to die, during Mandela's trial for treason in 1962? I believe there's some audio accompanying this. I don't know what's on the audio. I love it when I don't know what's coming next on the show.
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony.
Is that Madiba?
And with equal opportunities.
Oh, wow. I thought it Madiba was born with an old voice.
For which I hope to live for and to see realized. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
That is so cool. Wow, I want the audio. Hey, his voice sounds weird.
Yeah.
It does, eh?
It actually sounds a bit Kembe. If needs be, it's an idea that I'm prepared to die for.
I think
for.
He was having an emotional moment.
I was in an emo moment. Okay, sorry, excuse me. So unwoke of me. No, I'm just so used to hearing him like in an old deep voice. Mm. Eh? You forget that Madiba actually, like normal people, actually had a full...
A very early interview with the BBC, I think, when he's, you know, in his 20s. It's also great to watch. It's on YouTube. It says rare video interview with
Madiba. It was in Durban or something, I think. Mm. Yeah.
That's also really interesting to see.
Okay. Well, who helped him out, apparently, editing that
Can
speech?
I, when you say author, you don't mean author slash politician. Straight up author.
Oh, no, she was no politician. In fact, I once said to her in a conversation, you know, how she felt about some of her works being thought of as political. And she was not very amused. Brilliant South African writer. Sometimes full of nonsense, that one.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark that might make me look like an idiot. No, actually, I don't know if I should.
In fact, well, I'll give you some more time to think. I'll tell you another anecdote. It's like probably the first journalistic interview I ever did. I was still at grad school. I came to do an interview with her. And lovely interview. She gave me and my friend, Sasha Polakowski-Skoransky, whiskey and all sorts of things. And we chatted. And then she was like, any last questions? And I don't know why journalists feel compelled to always have a last question. Eh? And this was like probably one of the most stupid questions I've asked in my career. And I said to her, yes, I do. Do you still write? Yo, I shouldn't have asked that because she was already old by then. And she was like, no, I'm just knitting these days. Of course I still write. What else must I do? I was like, okay, sorry I asked. Who do you think fits that description?
Well,
in temperament as well?
Yeah, your impersonation makes me think
I think
might have been right.
Go for it.
I don't know. Is it Nadine Gordon?
Yes, it is. So very well done. So what we'll do is we'll ask you one question each on the other side of headlines, and then we'll tally it up, and we'll see whether we have a brand new winner or whether Jennifer will come back as the reigning champ, but with a little bit of humble pie
the
after
the undeserved, undeserved reigning. 702 and Cape Talk.
The Literature Corner.
Okay, now we are busy doing book reviews here. I'm going to have to bring you two back next time. Then you can actually breathe easily. We'll do some book reviews. How's that? Yeah, I think we'd have great
we
fun.
Just
some
make
local
it up
authors,
as we
eh?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so Bliss, The Bliss. What is this question here? Let me see. Have you read this book, Werner? You don't even have the title properly pulled out. What is the name of the author who wrote The Bliss?
Who are you asking?
It's your turn.
When was it written?
A very long time ago. And in fact, obviously, shame, I shouldn't diss Mahal so much. I love my producers.
Yeah.
The actual title is The Scent of Bliss. I love this. I was watching, hey? I know, man. Yeah. This guy's my new fave. I only discovered his work a couple of months ago. I've now read all four of his books. We had him on the show. He writes so beautifully. My goodness.
Ooh, four books.
Sexy writing.
Give me a clue, Eusebius.
Sexy. The Scent of Bliss.
Any clues?
South African. From Limpopo. Book is infused with themes that explore beauty, jazz, aging, existential philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this guy should be as well known as... I don't want to bracket the names of all my friends.
Maybe I'm pushing.
absolutely brilliant.
Would you know the title of his other books?
Eh?
Would you know the title of his other books?
Yeah, but I didn't ask you about the other books.
Okay. I'm taking my... Ntike?
Say it loudly.
Ntike Mohlele.
Yes! Absolutely. Should read all of his books. I don't know which is the best one. Rusty Bell is just, I mean, it's stunning. Maybe Rusty Bell.
I've been looking out for Pleasure,
Pleasure is divine.
It's
literally and
the guys are singing his praises. So
yeah.
His sentences are just the level of the sentence, man. That guy.
He writes beautifully.
And he's incognito kind of, as I don't know. Sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, we managed to find him. I haven't met him, I don't think, but we did have him on the show. Mm. And all of his books are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Final question to Jennifer. Are you ready? Let's find another one with a local. Local is lekker.
Is it Ntikeng Mohlele?
Good guess, but not quite. What is the name of the book which is being read in clip 21. That last bit isn't for you. What is the name of the book which is being read in the following clip? And I suspect if you get the answer, you're going to be back here next month. It's on a knife's edge.
Let's see.
Christian names given by missionaries were often derived from biblical saints
and spiritual
Christian ancestors. Matthew, Paul, Simon, etc. Even today, demand for names that are easy to pronounce by white employers, white-dominated schools, and the corporate world spawns the most shocking and humiliating naming practices. Many poor parents give embarrassing names to their children. Beauty, Precious, First Man, Christmas, Welcome, Felicity, Small, etc. For many, it is a sign of higher social status to have a European name. Young African parents in our post-apartheid society often tell stories of how some white teachers in private schools put pressure on them to create nicknames for their children for the school's convenience. Many white teachers make little effort to pronounce African names. Songeza, they suggest, should become So. Mienzeni, Z. Mtsebisi, simply M. Molepo becomes Mo.
A little depressing. Quite woke there.
That's not you reading your own book.
That would be the height of self-indulgence.
And
I didn't choose the clip, by the way.
I know that...
Failed politician. When she launched her party, she was wearing that interesting headgear thing with two little bells on either side. It was very weird.
Gone out of my head. Give me a second.
Shall I give her another clue?
No, I know who it is. I just can't remember her name.
With the permission of the team, should I give her a clue? No?
That's a good enough clue.
I'm feeling generous.
Her party is a Khang, and her name is... It's gone out of my head.
Always.
Rampele.
Say again?
Is it? I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my
Would you like
answer.
To ask the audience?
No, that's my final answer.
What is the answer?
Mampela Rampele.
Yes! That's correct. You knew that, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Your name was on the tip of my tongue.
And for the other half of your 2 points, the title of the book, of course?
What was the title of that book? I can't remember the title.
It's tough days, eh? My goodness. This is like the Rand down and out. No points here.
What was the title of the damn book?
Let me sing a cliche. To dream the impossible dream. Come on.
Is it?
There's a note for you.
Oh, is it still me? I thought I'd lost out on. I thought I'd passed.
Have you got the title now?
No. I can't remember.
Okay.
I think it's got dream in it.
Can I ask the auditors, do we give her the 1 point or do we give the... We'll give her the 1 point. Okay. 1 point for Jennifer. Congratulations, Jennifer. They've told me you get 1 point. It is dreams. Dreams, betrayal. That doesn't sound
dreams,
right, man.
Hopes and betrayals.
Hi, man. Mohau. We had people eating out of her voice for an hour in close conversation with your presenter. And you can't even get the book title right here. Hope, Dreams, What, but that one.
Dreams,
yeah.
Hope, and
Hopes,
Betrayals.
Dreams, yeah. And Betrayals.
Hopes, Dreams,
yes.
And Betrayals.
Yes,
that's the title.
Yeah, it's all happening here. And the final tally of the points. Runner-up.
I've actually lost count. I don't know.
No, he did say before he asked you the question that he suspects
that
you might run away with it.
How many points? 4 points each.
Oh, my word.
Okay, so it's 4 points each, which means we need a tiebreaker here. And this is what we're going to do. The first person to shout out the answer correctly is the one who will be the reigning champ. Which South African poet led the international sports boycott against the apartheid government?
That's too vague.
I hope you verified Mahau's answers. Gwenano Lwazi.
South African poet.
I'm blushing here with the mistakes, including books that I've actually read.
The boycott was against?
How fly, man.
The sports.
You said sports.
Usile Ngog.
Let's go, Jeremy Cronin.
That's a lovely guess, actually. But he was probably still a lighty, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably.
That's why I'm asking you the question, to try and formulate, you know.
Which South African poet led the international sports boycott against the apartheid government? Twitter, how are you doing? Do you know the answer to that one? Let me see. No, none of you know. None of you know. Which South African poet led the international sports boycott? Dennis.
Dennis. What's his name?
The former...
Dennis.
MP?
Dennis. Brutus!
Damn it, man.
Who wrote the book Mrs. Behave?
Sabelo. Misbehave.
I don't know what it's...
Sabelo...
Oh, come on.
Sabelo...
Mposepodi.
Who?
Mposepodi.
Sabelo Sepodi.
There's a Sepodi there.
Sabelo Sepodi.
There is a Sepodi there.
I haven't read this book, so I don't know.
But there's definitely a Sepodi. Yeah.
All I can say is that literature is the loser today. Mrs. Behave. It's actually Misbehave.
It's Misbehave.
You said Sabelo. Then I heard what else? What did you say?
Sepodi.
Huh?
Sepodi.
What else?
No, that's what I said.
Just support it.
Said there's a support somewhere in there.
You get half a point.
Impossible.
And you win. Poor Malebo.
Malebo. But definitely there's a support.
But we have a new winner in the house. It was very close. What are we going to do to get this country reading?
not that we don't read.
Yes. It's been tough. I promise you, the next one, I'm going to draw them up. I'm going to be far nicer than Mahal. I'm also going to make sure that we don't have inaccurate titles here to embarrass your presenters that are on air. But congratulations. Thanks for coming in. Jennifer, you've been a great sport.
Sheesh.
Love your work. And we look forward to the next edition of
the Johannesburg Review of Books
on
Monday.
At?
About 9, 8?
No. Something online?
Like that. Oh, right. I was like wondering if you wanted to know the time. So that's it's just johannesburgreviewofbooks.com.
You must look it out. Yep. The future is digital. In fact, the present is. And then some stunning, stunning, stunning writers in there as well. Tell us a little more about your work. It says you're a short story writer. I have to confess, I haven't read any of your work.
Yeah.
Are you famous?
No, I'm not famous. You would know if
you want to be
famous. Nope. Don't think so.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm not going to ask you to leave your script. So maybe we can read it out. We can have you back in. We can have tea with you and the listeners.
Look, there's a process already, you know. So, yeah. With Bridge Books, with Nick and everyone, yeah.
Okay. So, we love Bridge Books. We love upcoming writers who are on the fringes. Are you going to send me some of your work? Don't be shy.
Add me on Facebook, you'll see.
Hey, black people, eh? Yeah. You try and make the circle bigger and then they run for the hills. They're the first ones to sign the petition. Why do you only have these tunnies from the suburbs in your show? 17 minutes before noon. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.
Cheers.
Great fun.